Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Pesukim Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back from our busy day to gather as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you for making this a part of your day on Yom Sheni, 12th day of Cheshvan here in the United States, and Yom Shlishi, 13th day of the month of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the now 8 Kedoshim, whose bodies are still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. We want to use this platform to wish a refuah shalema for all those in need, including Yitzchak David Ben Bela, as well as Yaakov Tzvi Ben Lea Bebe, and all in need have a easy refuah shalema, easy recovery, a quick one. Throughout the Shloshim period, the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk Call is dedicated really Nishmas, Rabbi Moshe Howard Zatzal, our beloved Executive Vice President, whose wisdom, warmth, and leadership continues to inspire us. Each day as we gather to recite Tehillim and to share words of Chizuk, we do so in the spirit of Rabbi Howard's lifelong mission to bring Torah, Tefillah, and care for Klal Yisrael into our every moment. May the words of our Tefillos be as chas, a merit for his neshama, and a source of comfort for all who mourn his loss. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Zvi Engel of Congregation Or Torah in Skokie, Illinois, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, as well as some thoughts and reflections on Rabbi Howard Zatzal. Following Rabbi Engel's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English. That will be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear, special, and brave Chayalim. Finally, Rabbi Engel will conclude with the Mishaberach of Cholim, about a 30-second pause, that each of us can insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Engel.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, and welcome to all who are joining us today on the OU Daily Tehillim Chizuk Call. I dedicate my remarks today, as Rabbi Herman mentioned, L'ilui Nishmat, Harav Moshe Yisrael, Ben Harav Ben Yamin, Zecha Tzadik Livracha. Rabbi Hauer is not only a leader of world Jewry in many respects, but I considered him a personal friend, a former native Montrealer. His mother, Shitzi Badol, L'chaim, Tovim Aruchim, living in Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, was one of my teachers growing up in Montreal, Mrs. Miriam Hauer. She should live and be well. I owe her such a great debt of gratitude for setting me on a certain path as among my teachers growing up in Montreal. Gemara Masechet Ketubot tells us the Chachamim arose in a room filled with people who had come to offer their respects and to try to comfort the bereaved at a shiva house. Ema milta keneged menachmei avelim. Say something, said the Chacham to another. Something should be said about those who come to comfort the bereaved. The response was, Patach ve'amar, so said the respondent, Achenu, gomlei chasadim b'nei gomlei chasadim. Brethren, so kindness, who are the children of those who bestow kindness. Hamachazikim b'vrita shel Avraham Avinu, those who hold on to the covenant of Avraham Avinu. He quotes there a pasuk from our coming week's parsha, Parashat Vayera. Dativ l'man she'itzaved banav, for I have known him, says Hashem, I have known Avram Avinu, that he will command his children, v'et beito acharav, and his house after him. V'shamru derech Hashem, they will follow the path of Hashem. Lasot tzedakah u'mishpat, do act of righteousness and justice. L'man havi Hashem al Avraham, der alav, that God will fulfill upon Avraham, that which he spoke of regarding him. Achenu, piece of the Gemara. My brothers, Baal Hagmul Yisayim Lachem Gmulchem, the master of reward, a reward and recompense to you. Baruch Ata Mishalim Hagmul. I thought of this passage. I learned the news of my beloved friend, Rav Moshe Howard's Patira, not only for its own sake, of the concept of being among the Gomli Chassadim who try desperately, so often, to bring comfort to the bereaved, purely because this passage from the Gemara is quoted section of the work Pachad Yitzchak by Rav Yitzchak Klipner. And I want to share this piece with you. It's quoted in various places, the beginning of the volume on Rosh Hashanah. It's quoted again in Kuntres Yerach Ha'itanim, the Chag HaSukkot, and elsewhere. And among other things, when Rabbi Hauer and I would speak, we would often speak in learning, and we would often speak about the works of Rav Yitzchak Klipner in the Pachad Yitzchak. And this particular section talks about, Rav Huttner talks about how this piece of the Gemara tells us that there is special content to the attribute of chesed, of kindness. That the Jewish people be called Gomlei Chassadim, the children of Gomlei Chassadim, and they're holding the covenant of Avram Avinu. When we think about the breed of Avram Avinu, we think of Brit Milah. Maybe we think of Brit Ben Abitarim. Rav Huttner writes, we're talking about a Brit that is the Ot Brit Kodesh of Avram Avinu HaChatumah B'Nafshenu, which is sealed upon our souls. Covenant of kindness. A propensity towards kindness and a responsibility towards kindness. And Rav Huttner explains that at a bris, after we have the recitation of the bracha on the mitzvah of the milah, we have another bracha that's recited immediately, over latsiyatan practically, v'tzivanu. Achnisa b'vritza shel Avram Avinu. To enter this child into the covenant of Avraham Avinu. Cited a bracha on the entrance of this child into the mitzvah of Brit Milah. Father recites this bracha. Mol recites this bracha on behalf of the father. But the other bracha, that's a bracha about bringing a new child, covenant of Avram Avinu. This matveah bracha of entrance into the covenant of Avram Avinu does not refer exclusively to the Ot Brit Kodesh, referring to Brit Milah. To the Ot Brit Kodesh, ma'enu, and not bivsareinu. And that refers to chesed. But Huttner goes on to explain that just as we say in Tehillim, chapter 89, the chapter that actually is written in part by Avram Avinu, according to our tradition, the Gemara and Bava Batra, Daf Tetvav, a few words, olam chesed yibaneh, the world is created out of kindness, act of loving kindness. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's action of creation is itself motivated, as it were, of the creation itself, the Bria, exists because of God's kindness. And we're meant to emulate that. All of the other attributes of this world are all about the functioning of the world, hanhagata olamot, and of the worlds. Inemidat ha-chesed sholetet behit havut ha-olamot. Not of the action of the doing within the world, the being of the world. Chesed is so foundational that it refers to the being of the world itself. As Rav Huttner goes on to explain so beautifully, Avraham Avinu, who recognized his creator, the expression that's used often is Hikir et Bor'o, Lashon Chazal of the Rambam. We have a beautiful image of in the Medrash of Avraham Avinu looking at a palace, and from within the palace, the Baal Habir, the master of the palace, reveals himself, knowing that Avraham Avinu had a propensity towards chesed, animated by loving kindness, and that kindness extended to people who were not always like him, did not see eye to eye. In fact, people whose worldview was entirely anathema to everything he ever stood for. The way to extend kindness even to them. We know in our parsha, it's three malachim coming to visit Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu. But at first blush, Avram Avinu sees three travelers, the dust of idolatry from their feet, just to enter into his precincts. Mitoch habira, etisalo bal habira. Within the palace appeared to him. Explains Rav Huttner, the Baal HaBira, the master of the palace, lives in the palace through the attribute of kindness. That's how Avraham Avinu discovered God, through kindness. Kindness that he saw, that he exuded. I think of my beloved friend, Rabbi Moshe Hauer, Zechut Tzadik Livracha. I think about a strong leader. Avinu was referred to as Eitan HaEzrachi. He's the Eitan. He's mighty. He had mighty ideas, and he, of course, led a very important role, not only for the Orthodox Union itself, but for world Jewry. No gainsaying, though, that at the core of it, by Hauer Zatzal was a person animated by chesed. Chesed for individuals, and chesed extending to people with whom he did not always see eye to eye. And I saw this, I worked with him, the Rabbinical Council of America, worked together closely with the Orthodox Union. I saw it behind the scenes. I saw it, of course, everyone saw it in public. We read it in his beautiful writings. And I can say with great sorrow, but also with great inspiration, person brought me to a higher level, not only of a sense of propensity towards chesed, but of a sense of responsibility towards chesed. And as many of us on this call will now dive into the Ribono Shel Olam in need of salvation, in need of refuah, in need of the return of the hostages whose bodies need to be brought back as an act of chesed shel emet, to be brought back, to be interred in Admat Kodesh, in Eretz Yisrael properly. We understand very well that we come from a long line of people, starting with Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu, who exuded such optimism and hope, fealty towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in their tefillah, but also in how they interacted with others, in the chesed that they showed. Achenu Baal Agmul Yishalem Lachem Gmulchem. Our brothers, may the master of recompense of reward pay out to all of you your reward for upholding the breach of Avraham Avinu, a breach of chesed. Blessed are you, Hashem, who is Meshalem Hagmul, who pays the reward. Tehei Nishmato Shel Moreno Harav Moshe Yisrael Ben Harav Ben Yamin Zecher Tzadik Livracha Tzur Rabbi Tzora Chaim. Now into the recitation of the Tehillim, which I'll recite slowly and deliberately so that everyone can recite it together. And they recite the Mishaberech L'cholim together, and the Mishaberech for the Chayalim as well. But it's also bear in mind that the tefillot, necessary, they're vital, but they're not sufficient. And to exude the act of an Avraham Avinu Sarah Imenu who daven ceaselessly to the Ribono Shel Olam for his kind assistance and for his chesed, they're also being called, and we are also being called, to exude that chesed as well. Olam chesed yibaneh. Please join me now for the recitation of Tehillim Chaf, chapter 20, followed by chapter 121 and chapter 130. And then we will recite the Mishaberachs. Lamanatseach mizmor leDavid. Adonai biyom tzara. Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisodeka. For kol minchotecha ve'olatecha yedash nesela. Ein lecha chilvavecha olatzatecha yimalei. Nirana b'shuatecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mish'alotecha. Ata yadati ki hoshi Adonai Meshicho. Yanehu mishmei kodsho b'gvurot yesha yimino. Rechev ve'elev asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima kar'u v'nafalu, v'anachnu kam v'anitodad. Tia ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu. He won Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph. Yir la'malot. Esa enai el heharim me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai. Hei shamayim v'aretz. Hein lamot raglecha al yanum shamarecha. lo yanum v'lo yishan domer Yisrael. Ay shomerecha Adonai tzilecha al yad yeminecha. Am ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmor chani kol ra yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teitecha uvoecha me'ata v'yad olam. Flamed, chapter 130. Shir ha-ma'alot mima ma'akim kraticha Adonai. Naisima v'koli tiyena oznecha kashuvot l'kol tachanunai. Mavonot tishmor yah Adonai mi ya'amod. Mecha slicha leman tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kivita nafsi v'li dvaro hochalti. Nafsi l'Adonai Mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. El Yisrael, el Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed, v'harbei imofedut. V'hu yivdet Yisrael, mikol avonotav. Together, Achenu, keeping in mind our brothers and sisters around the world, who are in need of Hashem's salvation. Acheinu kol Beit Yisrael, anatunim betzara uveshivya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, amakom yirachem aleihem v'yotziyem mitzara lirvacha, umeafela leora umishibud ligula, hashata ba'agala v'zman karif, v'nomar amein. Berach l'chayalei tzahal, v'mishaberach, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishabeirach avoteinu Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov u'yivarech et chayalei tzva hagana l'Yisrael v'anshei kochot habitachon ha'omdim ha'mishmar arteinu v'arei Eloheinu migvul ha'levanon v'ad midbar Mitzrayim u'meniyam ha'gadol ad levo ha'arava u'v'chol makom shehem b'yabasha b'avir u'v'yam ein Adonai et oiveinu ha'kamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Et Chayilei Mikol Tzara V'tzuka U'mikol Nega U'machala V'yishlach Barachah V'atzlachah B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem Yad Ber Son'einu Tachteihem V'yatrein B'chet Yeshua U'vateret Nitzachon V'yikuyam Bahem HaKatuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'oleich Imachem Li'ilachem Lachem Imoiveichem Lo'osha Etchem V'nomar Amen. Finally, we conclude with the Mishaberech L'cholim, the prayer for those who are ill. I will pause so that you can insert the name or the names of those who are in need of Refuah Shleima. In the midst of the prayer, I'll pause, and then we'll continue. Mishaberech Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aharon David U'Shlomo U'Yivarech V'Yirape Et HaCholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachmim Aleihem L'Hachlimam Ulurapotam L'Hachazikam L'Hachiyotam V'Yishlach Lehem Emeher Refuah Shleima Min HaShemayim L'Chol Evarim Chol Gideihem B'Toch Shach Chole Yisrael Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf Hashta Ba'Agala V'Zman Karif V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Engel. I appreciate having you on. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in Yirat Hashem in the near future. I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination, as always, behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. with hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone safe and wonderful day.